America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes you get mean texts. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We were talking about the greatest rookie seasons in Pittsburgh sports history. Some guy texts in, Crowley, can't you mention the greatest hockey player in Pittsburgh history? Or are you that bleeping stupid? So Lemieux, 84-85, 100 points. Calder Trophy, Rookie of the Year. League leader had 208 points, Wayne Gretzky.
Oh.
He was 13th in scoring. Great year by Lemieux. Great year. Outstanding season. But he wasn't the best in the game, not even close. Not yet. Skeens is the best pitcher in Major League Baseball right now. And we did mention Mario. And this guy says, disrespectful. Well, you're mean. Joining us now on the fan hotline is a guy that I saw weed whacking it the other day. That's Jason Mackey of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Jason, good morning to you, pal. How's it going?
Oh, going well, man. You saw me doing a little yard work out there, huh?
I did. First, you were whacking it.
Loving it, buddy.
Yeah, you were weed whacking it, and then I saw you blowing it later with the... That's what I saw you doing. All right, so Mackey, there's a lot of deeper stuff we want to get into because, my God, we've combed over everything today. But just for the record, did you agree or disagree with what Derek Shelton did pulling Skeens after seven?
I guess at the end of the day, I agree with it. I don't like it. I mean, do I realistically think that he's going to make it through two more innings under 120 pitches? No, I don't. I don't know. I mean... the old school baseball person in me is offended. I'm like, you can't take a guy out of a no-hitter. What are you doing? But, yeah, I mean, I look at Paul Skeens and what he represents to this franchise's future, and I get it. I mean, if it would maybe be 10 pitches fewer, if he's sitting there at 89, I'd be extremely upset.
Yeah,
and I don't
yeah.
think they would have taken him out at 89. But, yeah, I get it.
Jason, do you think it was a mutual decision? Do you think that Paul had a say-so in – whether he could have went back out there or not? Or you think it was one time?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I mean, I don't buy the argument that, like, his stuff was ticking down the way Shelton said. I mean, he went through three innings on 26 pitches, guys. Like, the stuff's fine. The stuff's fine. Now, I mean, maybe Paul sit there and said, you know, I'm gassed, I'm tired, I don't feel like I have it. I don't believe that argument. I don't think he did. But I think in 2 years, if that same scenario comes about, maybe less than 2 years, Paul Skeens says, I'm not coming out of the game. You're going to have to pull me off of that mound or something. I'm not leaving. But his 11th start in Major League Baseball, he's probably just going to, you know, kind of take it.
Jason Mackey, the Post-Gazette, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. Jason, you wrote an excerpt. I'm not going to give everybody your entire column. That would not be a good service to you. But an excerpt here from what you wrote last night into today. Make Skeens an offer that would be tough to refuse. A contract extension far exceeding the richest deal in franchise history by trading a boatload of guaranteed cash now for multiple free agent years later. Do you think that they are going to at least attempt to do that? And what would the likelihood be, do you think, of Paul Skeens saying, okay, I can make that trade-off, still knowing I'm 22 and I could hit free agency at 30?
Yeah, I mean, I would hope they have the conversation. I don't know why you're in business if you don't have the conversation. I do think it's tough to see happening, Adam, for the second part of that question. And I understand Paul's situation, as I wrote about in there. I mean, if you're Paul Skeens, you're weighing in your mind, you know, I can have all of this money now versus, well, I'm going to, you know, give away 2 years where that might be 2 years of prime earning potential with somebody who's going to give me, you know, 6-7 years at an absolutely absurd amount if I just carry it through to free agency. So, I mean, I think it warrants a discussion. I can make arguments for and against it on both sides. I mean, you could look at the Pirates situation and say, I mean, you're never going to pay for starting pitching. And they're not. And part of that's not even their own fault. Like, Major League Baseball's financial system is just silly. It doesn't make sense for them to allocate their dollars that way. But, you know, it's kind of a unique situation. You certainly go year to year with Skeens. You start with about $70 million. You tack what that you're going to pay anyway if you're just going year to year with him, and then tack another 70, 100. I don't know what that number would be as I floated in the column, but it's an interesting argument that I why not have the discussion with him? Look at what he represents. Look at how good he is. Look at what he's been since May 11th. I get it.
Jason, we were discussing earlier that you have to give credit when credit is due, and we were giving credit to the Pirates of actually making the right decision around this time last year of drafting Paul Skeens 1-1. They had options, and you know, we don't know how that all went down. Wyatt Langford was out there. Dylan Cruz obviously was out there. In your knowledge or your opinion, how close was it for them possibly drafting somebody else than Paul Skeens?
Yeah, you bring up a good point, Dorn, and I was thinking about this because I was in Seattle last year chasing this stuff, you know, and like 2 days before the draft, I had people telling me like, Max Clark's the guy, Wyatt Langford's the guy, Dylan Cruz is the guy, you know, and it speaks to what an absurd time it is, I think probably with any sport. When I look back on it now, I can't imagine it was terribly close. I mean, now I say that. And also inside of it, like, I understand the Pirates do their due diligence on a lot of things. That's just their style. Like, they analyze and look at a lot of players. So I'm not saying they didn't look at these other guys, because I know they did. But if I'm stacking out Skeens and what he represents for my franchise, Dylan Cruz, et cetera, I mean, like I said before, this is just somebody that they can't otherwise get. They're not going to otherwise pay for. I don't know how you can pass on them. So at the end of the day, I would have to imagine that it was a pretty clear-cut decision after doing all of their homework to draft Paul Skeens.
Will the Pirates, here it comes, will they approach this offseason? I mean, we can extend it out even to the deadline and do what is necessary here. Like, you can make an argument, and we have made the argument, you're probably not, and these are big words, gonna have a better chance to win the World Series than for however long you have Paul Skeens. Are they gonna act like it?
I can't tell you how scary that is as a former beat writer and current columnist to say, will the Pirates? Dude, I have no idea where that could go. Do I think they're going to behave like they have a chance in this thing? I mean, to a degree, yes. I think what I've learned covering them, Adam, is their definition of that and the outside world's definition of that often aren't the same thing. But
can they meet at least their definition of it?
Yeah, right. I mean, I think they'll meet their definition of it. Can we meet halfway? That would be great.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you look at this thing and see, you know, what Bubba Chandler's doing in Double A and what I think is going to continue. Thomas Harrington, another guy. Like, they've got some good pitching prospects coming up. You look at Skeens, you look at Jared Jones, you look at Mitch Keller. You know, the way they're stocked, yes, you need a couple moves to get over the hump to you know, and we've been saying that this season too. There are 2024 moves they need to make. I mean, I don't know what we're doing here if you don't look at that sort of core and add to it and make a run and push and all these things. So, yes, I mean, I do believe that's going to happen. I just don't think it's ever going to meet, you know, maybe what we want or think should happen.
Well, Jason, you just said there's 2024 moves that they need to make. They need to make moves, obviously, but do you think that they will? Do you think that they will? And have you heard anything on that end of a potential trade?
I think they will, Doran. Do I think they're going to land the biggest fish on the free agent market? No, I don't. But Taylor Ward was a name that came out with Paul Zeiss talking about, you know, they're in discussions with him. That's somebody who makes a lot of sense. Do I see them adding a player like that, maybe specifically Taylor Ward? Yes. Absolutely. And there's some pitchers out there. I don't know. I'm kind of curious that on that end now, given the injuries they have, you look at Jared Jones is down, Bailey Falter's down, Martin Perez, I'm not sure what they have there. I'd like to believe in Quinn Priester, but like if there's a starting pitching addition that they could make, I don't know if I'd call that a priority. I think I'd rather have the bat. But yeah, do I think they're going to do something to improve this year's team? I do.
This is more just in the moment now. And by the way, like to your question, Doran, and your answer there, they were so close, I feel like, to teetering off the end to where they'd be 6 or 7 games back at the All-Star break. And now you're set up so good here with the White Sox. I mean, bare minimum, take right. 2 out of 3. But anyhow, on for tonight's game, do we have any word on who's going to be the starter? Because it looks like you're at home. I don't know that you're following, you're out there right now.
Wait, you're talking about me? Yeah. Sorry, I thought you were asking Doran. No word on who the starter is. Marco Gonzalez would make a lot of sense. You're pointing. Was that your call?
That's what I called. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I mean that makes all the sense in the world. Again, I have not, you know, walked into a clubhouse. Nobody's walked into that clubhouse today. But that's my expectation.
Do you think that Paul Skenes, and this is just an opinion deal, but you're a columnist. Do you think Paul Skenes is going to start the All-Star game?
I do. Did you guys see what Tori Lavolo said last night?
I did.
Bob Nightingale just tweeted too.
Did he tweet that about Lavolo or did he?
Yeah,
tweet
Tori Lavolo says all starters are deserving, but in particular Paul Skenes, he's been an unbelievable addition.
Yeah, I just filed something on that. I don't know if it's on our website or not, but to me, he basically said Paul Skenes is starting without saying Paul Skenes is starting. He's created a lot of interest in Major League Baseball. This is Lavolo talking. I'm going to be situationally aware when making this decision. I mean, my guy, situationally aware in making this decision is starting Paul Skenes, is it not? Like, no offense, Reynaldo Lopez or Ranger Suarez, but Paul Skenes is the guy. He's the person everybody – if you're acknowledging the attention paid to this in terms of getting eyeballs on the product, it's Paul Skenes all day long.
We talked about this earlier. If you went to local bars around the country and just sort of tried to canvas and you asked, name 5 National League starting pitchers, you're probably going to find most people can't. And when they start naming them, it is Paul Skenes. Like, Paul Skenes would be 1 of 1. So, from a novelty standpoint, you got to do it. But then he's also been the best pitcher.
Right.
An easy decision.
I don't even see how it's a discussion, Adam. I mean, I guess if, like, Chris Hale was healthy, if Zach Wheeler was healthy, if these guys that, like, have been wire-to-wire better and are, like, more established veteran, I don't know. I struggle making that argument because it's a darn exhibition game.
Jason, like what's the cons? What's the negatives too? Like, I mean, that's kind of what we talked about. I was like, what's the con of actually just doing it?
I guess putting Paul in a situation where like these older guys hate him because they think they're getting like preferential treatment, or if you're affecting contract bonuses or something, if guys have like, you know, money tied to an All-Star game start.
Well, then pitch better than Paul Skenes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I also don't know how many Major League Baseball contracts have incentives tied to starting an All-Star game, that sort of thing. I mean, and again, you can like isn't the job to attract the most attention possible?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, Reynaldo Lopez. Paul Skenes has attracted more attention than you. And like, this isn't everybody gets a trophy. Just, you know, that's who people want to see. I think that's very obvious. And that's what Major League Baseball would be giving them. They're doing the best thing for their sport by putting Paul Skenes out there.
So when Skenes mows through the first 3 hitters, does he get a second inning?
Or
do they pull him after one no-hitter?
No, I would not do that.
They got to let Paul Skenes throw a no-hitter in the All-Star game. Jason,
and
this
then everybody
wonderful.
Can react.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Yeah. Always a pleasure.
You're the man.
Thanks, Jason.
Jason Mackey, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Social media's biggest loser. It'll just be the biggest loser of all time, Tori Lavello, if he does not allow Paul Skenes to be the All-Star Game starter. The biggest loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. We've got Tony Bacilli from the Wild Things talking about the All-Star softball game, which is tomorrow.
Correct.
At Wild Things Park. So he's coming on at 9:35. Also a longtime scout in Major League Baseball, so we can get his thoughts on really the state of pitching in Major League Baseball as well. Up next, though, more on a report from Bob Nightingale about the MLB All-Star Game.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, so we've spent, I mean, really 100% of the show on Paul Skeens today, but I'm going to bite here and do a thing I don't want to do.
What are you biting?
Pretty much the end of a pitchfork. So CBSSports.com came out with the Mount Rushmores of... So college football's Mount Rushmore is based on NFL success.
Mm.
And number one is USC. No, they got Pitt at number one.
Who?
The University of Pittsburgh.
Dallas.
Your alma mater.
Dallas, cue the music, please.
He doesn't have the music ready that
yeah,
fast.
Of course not.
There's
of course
no
he
way.
Doesn't. But you know what? Keep going. Who's on the list?
So you got, oh, the list of these colleges.
And who's on the list
the
of
Pitt, them? Mount Rushmore. Yes. Dan Marino.
Mm-hmm.
Any arguments there?
No.
No, I don't think so. Larry Fitz.
Mm. Mm-mm.
Aaron Donald.
Oh, man.
Tony Dorsett.
Wow.
Honorable mentions. This is what got me. This is where I'm like, y'all. Like, you, the number one honorable mention listed is a Hall of Famer. And might be the best all-time at his position. Like, at least argued, right? Darrell Revis.
Yes.
Mike Ditka.
Yes.
Jimbo Covert.
Oh, yeah.
Russ Grimm.
Yep.
And then you got Ricky Jackson, Curtis Martin, Joe Schmidt, Chris Dolman. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Dolman, by the way, who was the last of the honorable mentions, went to 8 Pro Bowls, mm-hmm. had 150 sacks, and 44 career forced fumbles. And Ditka was the best tight end in the NFL when he retired.
Yes.
So, really inarguable. Because you jump to USC, and look, they're number two, right, on this list. Great players. It's not comparable. Ronnie Lott, Junior Seau, Anthony Munoz, O.J. Simpson.
Hmm.
Ah, okay. I mean,
not bad.
Yeah.
Who was three?
O.J., best known for his football career. Miami. Really sick. Ray Lewis, Warren Sapp, Ed Reed, Michael Irvin.
Yeesh.
Edgerrin James, Jim Kelly,
Oof.
Andre Johnson,
Woo-hoo.
Devin Hester.
But who's number one?
That would be the University of Pittsburgh, yeah.
Okay, thank
mm-hmm.
you. Just checking.
Alabama, pretty good.
West Virginia on the list?
You know, I haven't scrolled enough yet.
Who is their best NFL player of all time?
Jim Brown, Marvin Harrison, John Mackey, and Jim Ringo at Syracuse.
That's pretty good.
What happened to Syracuse? Dwight Freeney in your honorable mention?
You're not. West Virginia. Who's their best NFL player of all time?
Soon to be Zach Frazier. Florida State on the list. Deion, pretty good. Did you catch any real quick of what Deion had to say?
A little bit, yes.
Deion said they have the best player at every position in the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
Which, buddy, you went 4-8.
Right.
With a D3 offensive line. And I was in his corner for a while. Was in his corner for a while. Seventh is SMU, ACC member now.
Well, Eric Dickerson.
Relation?
Maybe.
Doak Walker, Raymond Berry, Forrest Gregg.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Penn State, 8th on the list.
Who they got?
Franco, Jack Ham, Lenny Moore, Chuck Bednarik. A lot of linebackers. Mike Munchak, Dave Robinson, Lenny Moore. But that, like, let's just call that what it is. The difference between Pitt's Mount Rushmore and Penn State's is laughable.
Yes.
Which doesn't make me feel so good about West Virginia. Notre Dame, Joe Montana, that'll count. Tim Brown, yeah. Jerome Bettis, Paul Hornung. And then Ohio State rounded out the list at 10th. Orlando Pace, Chris Carter, Paul Warfield, Jim Parker. Chris Carter, also the name of the guy that stole Kenny Pickett's car and the wonderful writer for the Post-Gazette.
Correct.
Dick LeBeau at Ohio State. Lou Groza, a kicker / offensive tackle.
He played offensive tackle?
That's what it says.
What?
You got to pardon my ignorance on that one. I was not familiar with your game, Lou Groza. Nope. I didn't have any idea. Yeah, I mean, listen, as much as I want to like, have fun with this and mess with you, there's like, what ground do I have to stand on?
No.
What ground do I have to stand on?
I think
on?
If you made a second Mount Rushmore, the second list as you, the honorable mentions, would probably be in the top three still. If you just took the top ones out. If you did the Revis, you did Curtis Martin. And who else was on? I mean, who
Covert,
was,
Grimm, yeah, Dolman, Jackson, Dolman, I mean, yeah,
Freilich, like, oh, you know, there's a lot.
Yeah, Dickerson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Pitt's pushed him out, man. Like, there's just no other way around it. And I saw. So I gotta give our guy Bostic a little bit of flack here. He just posts the link, and the way that it goes now is it just shows a giant picture. And so he posts this link, and you're like, I just retweeted it. I'm like, where? I just keep scrolling by, and it's just a giant face of Dan Marino. And so no one, a little context, Pat. You want Pitt fans to click that thing? You put a little context there.
I mean, I think everybody knows that that's Dan Marino in a Pitt jersey.
Yeah, I know, but like.
With his curly hair.
Well, there's no reason to click it. Kale's uncle,
yep.
By the way.
Mm-hmm. Did you retweet it?
Now I did. I'm a good teammate. Good soul. I love you guys. Mackie also tweeted out the screenshot of us having our conversation. He's got his Westminster t-shirt on. I've got my Dub V hat. You've got your Pitt polo. You're looking nice. Is this just a regular thing? You going golfing or something like that?
Well, I got a little something planned for today that maybe will come out in the next few weeks.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice little deal going on.
Really?
Yeah, you'll see. Stay tuned.
Oh, I am very much staying tuned. This is not something I can tell that you're going to share during the break either.
No.
Man.
Not with you. Not with your mouth.
You got something special cooked up?
Yeah, something very special.
Callis, do you have any idea what he could have cooked up?
Yeah, he already told me.
Son of a...
I'm just kidding. He didn't tell me anything.
All right, coming up next, Tony Basile from The Wild Things. Big weekend. Like, tonight you got your... whatever this is big. Tomorrow, huge. Huge. Charity. The ballpark, Cam Hayward, Doran Dickerson, celebrity softball, the cavalcade of stars you guys got coming out. It's spectacular. We're going to talk to Tony about that, talk to Tony about Paul Skeens. Just have fun with Tony for the final 30 or so minutes of the show. Three Rivers celebrity softball game tomorrow, Wild Things Park, Washington, PA. Some tickets available. And buy some tickets. Our guy from the Wild Things, our friend, one of the great men that we ever come in contact with, Tony Basile joins us right now. Hello, Tony.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good.
You sound tired.
Coffee. I had a 9-game homestand. So we went 7-2 on the homestand.
Oh, nice. There you go. Nice.
Keeping first place, 17 games up above 500. And but, yeah, 9-game homestands, there is no recovery.
Mm-mm.
And so once this all ends, fortunately, even softball, I got a little 4-day trip to Quebec City, Canada for the All-Star Game. So I head up there and sleep, recover, drink some more, and then come back home and do the second half of the season.
Yeah, there you go. You can cut the sleep out.
Yeah.
Sleep.
Yeah.
Just
coffee. Keep it rolling.
Yeah, just that first thing you said, the sleep. Nah, relax. No. Just drink. And then see what happens after. You might have to sleep after that. So we've been combing over the rosters, and you've put them out kind of in a trickle over the last few days. So you got team offense. You got team defense. And I mean, I'll tell you what jumps out to me in particular is Pat White is going to be there.
Absolutely. Super great guy.
Yes.
Awesome guy.
Yeah.
Amazing. So humble, so respectful. I mean, talking to him is like, we're like the same age. You don't have to call me Mr. Like, I'm not like that anyways,
man.
But such a genuine dude. Obviously has a huge baseball background. I think he's going to He's going to be a little bit of a sleeper. People are like, ah, Pat White, this is a while ago. No, that dude has baseball root blood in him. So.
Yeah, didn't he get drafted? What round did he get drafted in?
Like, yeah.
Early, right?
And he had, from what I heard, never mind. I mean, the baseball coach back in the day was kind of...
He was something. I know.
Yeah. Not a great guy. So, I mean, take it where you want to go, because, I mean, we could sit here. We could just spout names out there for all the people that the fans can come and see. I mean, one guy that does, again, stick out is we were just talking about Casey Hampton.
Yes.
Who, last we saw the picture, he was at, what, minicamp or OTAs?
Mm-hmm.
And he's not the big snack anymore. He's the svelte snack. I mean, he is looking good.
Yeah, he's like the veggie straw.
Yes. Snack. Yes. He's eating low-carb now.
Yes.
Low-carb snacks.
I didn't know what size jersey to get him. I was like, where are we falling in the scope? Like, I'm thinking in my head, like, double, triple X. I'm like, I don't know. I'm just getting the full gamut of ability for him to kind of pick through. But, yeah, I mean, you have so many dudes from the Super Bowl team that everybody memorably looks at. The Kiesels, the Hamptons, the Ike Taylors. Really cool to get everybody together like that and put them all under one roof at one time.
It's going to be a good time. I mean, it always is a good time. But, you know, what year is it? Four?
Four.
This is year four that we've done this. And, you know, Cam has just been awesome. And, you know, we say this every year that this comes around, and it comes around faster and faster every year, it feels like.
Yeah.
But just to be able to represent and to support Cam Hayward is, you know, that's the biggest focal point of us doing this. Us, you know, Tony and I getting together right before COVID happened. We were going to do it that year, and then we had to push it off, obviously, a year. And we were thinking, like, who could be somebody that we could support that would be on board with doing this and has a foundation? And bang, right there, instantly, Cam Hayward. So he obviously represents the Steelers very well on the field. We're going to see if they get some more money in his pocket. But off the field, he's even better.
Yeah.
And this is fantastic for everybody to show up and to show support to the Hayward House, to Cam, to Charlotte, his mother, and to obviously Connor and his family as well. So this is always a great event, and we'll look to have some good times tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely.
So last year's the only time I was ever able to make it, and I'm in the outfield, and next to me was Miss America. Come see all the stars like Adam Crowley. Oh, yeah, by the way, there's Miss America. It's a great event. All the guys have so much fun. Like that, like, you guys do a great job of making it a welcome event for all these celebs to come, and they all know why they're doing it, but the autograph accessibility, like Kenny Pickett last year, say what you will about how things, Kenny could not have been nicer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is such a cool thing, and the stands are right there on top. You're so close, and it's really cool to see the guys and some ladies here who are all, you really do get the scope of who they are as people, and just if you get up close to them, it's awesome. Just watching them, if you're in the top row, like, doesn't matter. Like, you get to see how these people all act outside of just, oh, okay, there's Cam Hayward in between the white lines.
Yeah, without a helmet, that's always the biggest thing. Everyone says, hey, I'm so used to seeing Cam and those guys or Connor Hayward with a helmet on, pads. You get a different perspective when shirt, hat, normal people out in public, something like that, and you get that face-to-face. I mean, it's really special. And one thing that I think I've always wanted to do, I get mixed feedback one way or the other. It's like, we have some non-professional athletes playing. I mean, we have the three girls from Dance Moms that are from Pittsburgh. And, I mean, they're huge following. They like participating in this stuff. Obviously, they're Steeler fans or sports fans. But I want to be able to interact with those people who aren't diehard Steelers. Sure, do I have a dozen Steelers coming? Yes, absolutely. That's going to move the needle. But getting some of these people in other spectrums of celebrity, with the Jackie Evancos from America's Got Talent, that was a big thing. And, I mean, all these people kind of spending their time to get together and support Pittsburgh, support Cam, and just kind of show who they are and what they believe in all together. And it's a really cool thing for a one-day party.
It honestly brings me back into the locker room. And I think one of the cool aspects, you know, for myself is, you know, the overlapping of some of the teams that you've been, like, so you're going to have Pat Freiermuth and then you'll have Brett Kiesel. Like, when have they ever been together and like had fun at an event that was somewhat sportish, but also being in a dugout, you know, being able to pick each other's brains. Like Deion Lewis, myself, are going to be on the offensive roster. Mm. Gavin Bartholomew is going to be on the offensive roster, who's a current Pitt player. Donovan McMillan. So now it's like, you know, we didn't get Deion and I didn't get to play with those guys, but now we could actually come together. This is the closest we get to come together.
In a competitive setting.
To, yeah, and it came Hayward, Troy Smith. Like, they never played together. This is the closest we all get to come together as athletes, literally, that have been on the same team but in different decades.
If you don't mind, you had a ton of fun last year. Like, just watching you being around everything you're describing right now. Like, you had a smile ear to ear the entire
kids
time.
Kids have a blast.
Yes, kids, yeah.
Super kid-friendly. My wife brought my daughter. Mm-hmm. Family-friendly. So, there's a little bit for everybody, a little bit of something for everybody if you're going to come and attend the event. So where can people get tickets?
So yeah, you can come to our website, WashingtonWildThings.com. We'll be posting stuff here for the next 24, 48 hours as we lead up to it. I know Pony's coaching team offense, Zeiss is coaching team defense. They got the hard/fun decision of making the lineups and all that stuff. So we'll continue to pump out that information and links. We got about 500 tickets left. At the stadium, head to WashingtonWildThings.com. Every ticket's $15. Every ticket in the house, $15. Everything pros benefits the Hayward House. So yeah, come out, stop out. We have a tailgate with some tickets still available for free alcohol or unlimited alcohol and unlimited food for 3 hours before the game. And then we'll do the unlimited and food and alcohol for the celebrities when we get there.
Doran, you were hitting some taters last year too.
Yes, I think I've had a home run every year.
It's not how far it goes, because it goes far. I hit one that I thought was nice, and you know, like
right field
warning track power. Yeah, I went oppo, and Neil says I was off balance. Whatever, Neil Walker. That was me getting it, and then when the ball comes off your bat, like you could just hear the ball. All you guys, who was really Freiermuth was crushing him out.
Highsmith.
He
can smack it.
Dear God. Yeah. That's right.
He's not going to be there this year, but.
Yeah, he's on vacation. But yeah, he's a high school baseball player, so, and he plays a ton of golf. So the swing is very well tuned. Pat, I know, has been trying to get a bunch of home runs, so he'll probably be a good ringer for team offense. I mean, you guys got good tight end representation this year.
We do.
That was one thing that I was really pushing. You got you, Connor, Freiermuth, and Gavin.
Gavin. Yeah. Look at that.
Four tight ends.
Four look tight at ends.
That. I think Kiesel's probably going to be the biggest surprise because he is an unbelievable athlete outside of football. Like, he was a McDonald's All-American in basketball.
Yep.
So I think that he's going to absolutely murder the softball.
I think, is Pony your manager?
Yeah.
Buddy, I don't know. You're talking about all that talent. The manager is so bad. He's such a second guesser even of himself.
Sometimes talent trumps managing.
Mm-hmm.
And we just take over and we do our thing.
You're really going to have an uphill mountain to climb there. We're just going to take this thing home, Callis just said in my ear. We don't need to take a break. I mean, come on, we do whatever we want. Look at the ratings. I mean, just, my God. So,
yeah.
What? So last year, mm-hmm. prior to the game, and you know, the beers are flowing, we're having a good time. I was like, I want to just go and take ground balls at shortstop. But you're like, no, let's take some batting practice. Mm-hmm. So I'm standing there, no L screen, like 40 feet from these dudes. Probably 5 or 6 times I was like, I'm quitting, because it's just zinging past my head. And that's part of it, too. It's not like the game is great, but you get to see all kind of stuff mm-hmm. whenever you go and kind of take in the whole event. In all of it. And I know you're busy. Like, aren't you leaving now and you're going to go pick up some of these celebs?
Yeah, we're getting the vehicles for them. We've got some flights boarding today. We probably have about 6 or 7 people arriving today, then additional arriving tomorrow. So we're handling all their transport in. And we try to, obviously for us, it's an ability to hold a first class event for these people. And I always tell them, it's like the way we treat our guests like that, it goes a long way. So we've, from the time they arrive to the time they leave, like we provide every service possible to them. And I mean, it's always cool. We have people who say, like, you or fans, like, this is my favorite event, my favorite day of the year, doing some stuff like that. And we got like Adam Rank. The dude wants to fly from California,
mm-hmm.
like 8 hours cross country.
He did it last year.
Yeah.
And he hell of a nice guy.
He mm-hmm. got in at 2 a.m. because his flights got delayed. And the dude's so excited. And he's like one of the first guys to be like, hey, can I come again? So he's flying cross country again because he just enjoys the event itself and what it is all about. And I mean, more power to him wanting to get on multiple flights like that, but I guess it speaks to kind of how we've been doing it and the standard we kind of hold.
Yeah, it's not one of these things where, like, oh, we're having a celebrity softball deal. And it's like, who are these guys?
No, it's a very inclusive event. And, you know, as close as the fans and the stands can get, I mean, like, it is, like, you're basically hanging out with the celebrities.
You are.
You're as close as you can ever get to some of these celebrities. So, and everybody's so great. I mean, you see from people dressed up in full Steelers uniforms to face painting. I mean, it is very inclusive. And it's a nice way, and especially, like I said, I mean, that we do have other celebrities, but it's a nice way for the Steelers players that are current players to kick off the season, really. That's kind of how I look at it as well. Like, this is the time before you report to training camp, and this is a way for fans to see them before everything goes down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is it. Because, you know, right after this weekend, it's time to go, baby.
Well, I mean, what's really cool for some fans, at least you should prioritize. I mean, this is your first chance in a public setting. Roman Wilson.
Yep.
Yes.
Like, right.
Roman Wilson's Patrick Queen. Like, everyone's, okay, Patrick Queen practicing, OTA, okay, I get it. But, like, here's Patrick Queen's really first experience of Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh fan base at a public event where people are going to be showing up. So, really cool to have him and the family fly up. I mean, they're coming. They're doing a full family affair trip up here, so which is really cool for them to really buy in like that.
Nice initiation
for
some of these guys.
Well, and for Queen, too. Like, if I were going to pick an MVP of, like, the dude who could own it, just, like, as a personality, everything I've seen of him on social media, I think Steelers fans are just going to embrace this dude.
Mm-hmm.
So can't wait to see him out tomorrow. Go to WashingtonWildThings.com, buy tickets. Great family affair. I know my daughter got a whole bunch of Washington Wild Things merchandise as well last year, too, and she still busts it out all the time. Tony, thanks for you doing this. Doran, you doing this. It's an awesome event. So, again, WashingtonWildThings.com. Real quick, should they have pulled Skeens?
We've talked about this a little bit. And knowing the competitor of these guys, I'm old school. I'd rather pitch them to everything comes off, push them to the extreme. Let the competitors go. Everything's made money decisions right now, so I don't really buy into it. I'm sure the heart of hearts, Skeens, and just let me go.
Yeah.
But money, when it becomes more about a business than the sport, those are where those business decisions are made, unfortunately.
Thank you, Tony.
Yep.
Thanks, Tony.
Yep.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Big day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, Josh Taylor is in for the guys.
Look at that.
Yeah. We just saw him poke his head in.
Nice.
So Josh Taylor coming at you for 4 hours. The 50-minute mark on The Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Hot today. High 90.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.